Hello, everyone. Welcome to my March behind the scenes audio. Again, this month, the behind the scenes is going to be a questionnaire. Things have been just crazy, so the editing has been fast and furious, trying to get everything figured out for April so that commissions can open. So I haven't really been doing anything that would be suitable for a behind the scenes piece, and I haven't had time to edit bloopers together. So bloopers are planned for April's behind the scenes. But for this month, I thought this particular questionnaire has been sent to me about 5 different times since it came out. And since it's someone that I've worked with several times before, one of my oft collaborators, let's just put it that way, that wrote it, I thought it was probably a good idea to use it for this month's behind the scenes. So it is the Let's Get Musical questionnaire by My Aural Fixation, my beloved Fix. The subject matter, obviously being music, is near and dear. So let's see what this one looks like. I haven't really scanned it a whole lot because I try not to overread these things before I do them so that they're as candid as possible. So I don't know what we're going to end up with. I make no promises. Let's see what we get. All right. The first question, what level of musical ability do you have? Do you play an instrument, sing, hum, whistle, rap, and or just like to randomly bang on things? Even if it's something you never share with another living soul, it still counts. Well, at the moment, I'm fairly handicapped where that's concerned. My voice is still struggling, but in general, my my musical ability is fairly developed. I did a lot of training when I was younger. Still very active in it. Obviously, voice being the main instrument that I have. I did take piano. I did do a little bit of guitar with my dad, a lot of theory. So it's fairly developed. Let's put it that way. I did, in Canada, we have the Royal Conservatory of Music, and they have levels, grades, whatever you want to call them. They're grades actually. And I went through, to grade 8, in voice. So that's how developed, if you want to put it that way, my voice is. I don't remember where I stopped piano. Piano was kind of a love-hate thing for me. I started taking piano lessons because I wanted to be able to accompany myself when I sang, but I started taking them so much later than I started taking vocal lessons that I felt like I was running with one and crawling with the other, and I freaking hated it. It also sort of damaged my ability to sit down at a piano and just play, because all of a sudden everything became technical instead of intuitive. So I took piano as much as I needed to function, and then I just sort of let everything take over from there. So I can't remember where I stopped because I hated it. But that's that. Next question. Are there things you'd like to try or learn sometime, and why haven't you yet? If you could wake up tomorrow with one new ability, what would it be and why? Things I'd like to try or learn. I wish I'd done more with the guitar. I'd love to be proficient in the guitar. I can figure my way around it. I know kind of the basics. I can pick out a tune if I need to. But in terms of, you know, jump into a jam and be fully comfortable, no, I'm not there. I can do chords to a certain extent, but I wish I'd actually taken the time to practice and to learn to be proficient at it. If I could wake up tomorrow with one new ability, what would it be? It would be that, just because the guitar is one of my favorite instruments. Just from the sound of it, I've said this before in my AMA, it's the acoustic guitar has one of the most beautiful sounds in terms of musical instruments. So to be able to wake up and just be able to play and anything, and, you know, as well as it needs to be played to, you know, be heard by others, that would be a pretty good ability to have. Next question. What's an artist you never had a chance to see in person and wish you could have? Do you have regrets about specific people, tours, shows you could have actually seen but missed for some reason? Okay, so the first part of that, an artist you never had a chance to see in person and wish you could have, very, very much so, Elvis Presley. He was before my time. He passed away before I was born, and I absolutely worshipped the man growing up. My mom was a big fan, and I discovered his music when I was about five. And right from the get-go, I was a huge diehard, studied everything I could about him, had books coming out my ears, had absolutely every song he'd ever recorded, bootlegs, the whole nine yards, all the movies, loved him. The man had unparalleled musical ability in so many ways that because of the way his legend evolved, most people don't realize just how genuinely talented a musician he actually was, and the vocal range that he had. He could sit down at a piano and play anything. He could pick up a guitar and play anything, just from sheer talent. Never took a piano lesson in his life. Very, very rudimentary guitar lessons, and just crazy talent. Also very talented with production. So when he was in the studio, he could actually arrange his own music, and he loved to do so. Unfortunately, the powers that be got in the way of that a lot of the time. So I would love to just see him in action, sit there and just watch him work and watch him own a stage the way you see him do it in videos and stuff. The 1968 Singer Special, what is known now as the 68 Comeback Special, is one of my favorite performances live of anybody. Him in the black leather suit. Absolutely stunning. When he sings If I Can Dream at the end in the white outfit, it just brings tears to my eyes. So being able to see a performer with that kind of talent and charisma and just stage presence, the man knew how to work an audience. To be able to see that would be just epic. In terms of regrets about specific people or tours or shows I could have seen but missed, I had a chance to see I had a chance to go to New York and see, oh, it was a Broadway show. Shit. Can't remember which one it was. But something came up and I had to cancel my trip and I never got around to, I couldn't rebook it and it was a limited run. Oh, it was the last time Romeo and Juliet was there. That's what it was. It was, Funny enough, it was Orlando Bloom was Romeo, and I wanted to see it because I actually got to see him in Celebration in London when he was there, and it was phenomenal. He's not given enough credit. I know it's not music, but it's a show, and it was Broadway, so I kind of put it in the same boat. And I had booked tickets to see him in that and in Romeo and Juliet, and I had to cancel. I can't remember why. Shit came up. Life went sideways and I had to cancel, and I kicked myself because by the time I got around to, life settling down, it was such a limited run. He actually ended it a couple weeks early, and I didn't get a chance to rebook. So I kicked myself I didn't get to see that one because I've seen the recording of it. They released it into theaters not too long after the run ended, and it was well done. It was very well done, and I wish I'd been able to see it at the time. But again, not musical, but theater, so close enough. Typically, if there's a group or an artist coming close to me that I want to see, I'll typically make sure that I go. I'm not a fan of huge stadium shows, huge arena shows. I have a problem with really big crowds. They make me really anxious. So I tend to avoid them if I can, or I'll get like nosebleed seats or something just so I don't have to be really in the crowd. But if there's an artist that I really want to see, I will, I'll make sure that I endeavor to get tickets. That's why I've seen the Backstreet Boys like 25 times. Really sad to say. But they were my thing growing up, so we'll move on from that. Next, What's one singer's voice that makes you swoon? Oh God, I have like a list. Elvis is one of them. Josh Groban is another. Adam Pascal. Adam Pascal, oh my God, that man's voice is not of this world. Lizzie Hale, again, speaking of not of this world, she opens her mouth and it's like angels. Idina Menzel is another one. Who else? There's so many. So many. AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys has an absolute brilliant texture to his voice. Just this guttural grit sound that I just swoon over. It's amazing. I think that's enough of a list because I could probably go on all night with that list, but yeah, that's my list for now. You're required slash cursed, oh God, to wake up to the same song every day for the next 2 months. What would you pick? You're not allowed. Come on, you could do better than that. Nice, thanks. Okay. Okay. Same song every day for the next 2 months. God. See, the funny thing is, I tend to do that to myself. I get hooked on a song and I'll play it and play it and play it and play it. What am I doing that with right now? I don't even know. I just kind of put on my playlist and let it go. What have I been listening to lately? I've had a lot of Jewel on lately. I don't know why. You know what I've been listening to? I don't know why this jumped out at me the other night. I was recording. And I just got this urge. I wanted to hear Olivia Newton-John's I Honestly Love You. I don't know why, but I just wanted to hear it. And I listened to it like on a loop, like 20 times that night. And I sang some of it. So that one was one that I've had on. Would I listen to that for two? No, I wouldn't listen to that for months, but it's kind of funny that that one came up. Okay, let's see. What have I got here? Oh, actually, you know what? I know what it is. There is a song. I'm gonna like embarrass myself so hard right now. There is a song. Actually, no, I'm gonna change my mind. The one that I would probably do right now, it's a toss-up between either This Is Me or Rewrite the Stars, both from the Greatest Showman soundtrack. Greatest Showman soundtrack is one of my favorite albums, of not just of late, but ever. There's some absolutely incredible music on there. Those two have been ones that I've had in fairly heavy rotation lately, and they just never failed to just get me in different ways. I mean, This Is Me is anthemic, right? It's very, it's just a take no prisoners, song for picking you up and making you remember who you are and being proud of who you are. And then Rewrite the Stars is just a very beautiful love song. But it also is very realistic, right? There's one side that is the optimism of love and the it can do anything and take on anything. And then there's the realistic side of it that says, no, it can't. And you know, there are limitations and you have to find a way to marry the two. And I don't know. Those two songs are the ones that I would probably have to pick from. And I don't really feel like I want to pick between the two, but I'll let you decide which one I would have for 2 months. We'll leave it at that. Do you have a nomination for best and or worst music video ever made? If it was possible to get inside one and experience whatever happens for real, just for giggles, which one would it be? I haven't watched a music video in so long. But you know what? My favorite one growing up was the Everybody Backstreet's Back video. Again, this is embarrassing. Oh my God. It's 1 o'clock in the morning and I'm talking about the Backstreet Boys. Okay. So that video when I was young was like groundbreaking because of the costumes. If anybody's not familiar, it was like the haunted house, the Halloween themed video where the band members dressed up as different horror characters, excuse me. And they did like the epic dance. It's like the iconic dance that everybody knows with the hands across in front of them, and dropping the wrists and stuff like that. It's like the dance. It's one of the ones that they're known for now. But that video was really cool. It was groundbreaking at the time. People weren't doing that much. It was kind of like a Michael Jackson Thriller nod to that kind of video. That one was pretty epic. And I think more because of what it makes me think of and the time of my life that I was at, where things were simple. And, I was young, very young. And I mean, every Friday night, go home and had to watch the countdowns to see the video because that was the only way to see it. There wasn't YouTube and stuff then. So to see these things, you either recorded them on the VCR. God, I'm dating myself. But you either recorded them on the VCR to watch over and over and over again, or you watched them on Friday nights on the countdown on Much Music or MTV or whatever. And that was the video that was the one that I always waited for. So that would be my best. Worst, I don't really have a worst. There were ones that I was just like, yeah, but they weren't memorable enough to remember what they are. There were a couple I was disturbed by, but again, not any that I like hung on to. If I didn't like something, I just kind of moved on. I didn't really dwell on it enough to keep it in my mind. I know there were a few that were like really simplistic that I always thought that they could do more with. And that I think would be my version of a bad music video is, you didn't do enough justice for the song. But again, nothing really comes to mind because an artist's interpretation of their own song is kind of sacred. So if the artist feels that that's the representation they want to put out into the world of the song that they created, by all means. Now, when the studios and stuff get involved, that's a different story. The executives make those decisions, but when the artist decides what they want to do and they have a say in the creative process, if that's their vision for their song, then so be it, right? So yeah, I don't tend to hang on to the ones that I don't particularly enjoy. I just kind of move on. Okay. If it was possible to get inside one and experience whatever happens for real, it would be that Backstreet Boys one. Just to run around with them in the costumes. And plus the set in that one was really cool. The Haunted Mansion type set. I love like haunted houses and shit. So being able to be in that environment would be really cool. What song you just never get tired of hearing? Players, what's one you never get tired of playing? Oh God. Again, my playlist is just chock full of them. I would have to say something I never get tired of hearing. Good Lord. Anything on my playlist right now? Really, there isn't a way to choose. Like, I think because I have so much music in rotation all the time, there's not really the opportunity to get tired of anything. And I do that intentionally. There are songs that come back repeatedly over time. Like, I'll get on a roll with them and then I put them away for a while and then I come back to them. I'm kind of having a resurgence right now with like old 80s stuff. Like not just any 80s stuff, because I was on a like an 80s hair band kick there for a while. But now I'm on like the 80s pop tart kick. So I was listening the other night to like Debbie Gibson, Tiffany. Like these are not, gloriously complex artists. But it was fun music when I was younger and I kind of had that. And I guess I've listened to that stuff so much over my lifetime that I will probably never tire of that kind of music just because it's simple and it's fun and it's not something that I have to think about, In terms of stuff that I would never get tired of performing, I mean, give me the libretto from Wicked and I'm good. Give me Rent, give me Miss Saigon, give me Mamma Mia, give me any of my big shows and give me If Then and I'm in, right? I will never get tired of performing those. I will never get tired of singing those songs. Les Mis, Phantom. Phantom, I shouldn't put that on the list, because Phantom I have to be in a very, very specific mood to be able to do, because it's a bit of a different animal, but I do love listening to it. But yeah, any of those. I will never get tired of performing big musical pieces. They're just the heart and soul of what I do. Musical theater is the reason that I sing. And, you know, I can do any different kind of music. You know, I can decide that I want to be a pop singer, I want to be a country singer, I want to be a rock singer. I can make those decisions, but at the end of the day, I'm always going to come back to the musical theater pieces that I started with. And I will never get tired of those. So I think that's a pretty solid answer. Last question, rock or pop, jazz or blues, techno or classical, country or bluegrass? Is it wrong to say all of the above? This is the problem with being crazy eclectic. I literally listen to everything. The only thing that I really have a hard time with is like really heavy metal, like the death metal, the screaming, hard on the ears type metal. Because I can't find any musicality in it. It's just not something that clicks with me. But everything else, I mean, I can find merit in pretty much anything. But just for shits and giggles, let's do this. Rock or pop, I won't choose because I can't. I have to be in a mood for either one. Lately, more pop than rock, but most of the time it's pretty 50-50. Jazz or blues? Oh, God. Wait. I had to pick, I would say blues, probably, but by a very small margin. Techno or classical? This one's a little easier. I'm a big classical music buff. I love classical music. You know, the big composers give me the big orchestral arrangements of just such gorgeous music. It just makes my heart sing. I love techno. I love the beats of it. And I love how different it is from all other styles. But it's not something that resonates all the time. It has to be a very specific mood. So out of those two, it's a little easier to pick classical. Country or bluegrass? Oh, God. I'm not really a fan. Like, I'll listen to both. I enjoy the talent it takes to do both. Not a fan of either. I tend to do more country than bluegrass, so I guess I'll lean that way. But yeah. Yeah, that one's a little harder too. Bluegrass has some really funky music though. Like just some outside the box music that you just kind of listen to it and go, oh yes. So maybe I'll tip that scale that way. Yeah, okay, I'll go with that. Okay, that is the last question. So thank you, Fix, for the questionnaire, and thank you to the people that have sent this to me. I enjoy these things a lot. I don't know why I enjoy them as much as I do, but I do. And the last one that I posted that was music themed, people seem to like it. So I thought it was a good choice for this month. Again, next month will be bloopers. I just have to finish picking the ones that I want to use. My last session had a lot of really funny stuff. I was talking to myself a lot, which I don't do, but I did for some reason. I just found myself babbling to myself, not to anybody else, just to me. And it was just weird. And then I was like, oh, that'd be good in a blooper reel. And so April's behind the scenes was born. So that'll be next month. But for now, this is it. I'm going to sign off here. Thanks for listening, guys. If you want to take the questionnaire yourself, it's linked in the post. And if you want to do it and record it, please drop a link or just answer in the post or answer on the Reddit post. Either way, let me know, though, because I'd love to hear everybody else's answers. And yeah, Take care of yourselves, guys. I'll talk to you soon.